Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. A fire from last week was caused by overheating from a clothes dryer. Assistant Fire Marshal Nikki Hamby investigated the fire that occurred last Thursday on Old Highway 18. Moravian Falls Fire Department responded to the blaze at a double-wide manufactured home. There was visible damage to the rear entrance of the house. The investigation revealed the fire started at the rear of the clothes dryer, just inside the back door to the home. Electrical problems and or exhaust vent overheating could not be ruled out as causes. Therefore, Hamby has ruled the fire as accidental due to problems with the clothes dryer. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates that 15,500 fires associated with clothes dryers occur annually. These fires account for an average of 10 deaths, 310 injuries, and more than $84 million in property damage. To prevent fires associated with clothes dryers, clean the lint filter before and after each load. Do not forget to clean the back of the dryer where lint can be trapped. Periodically clean the vent system to ensure proper airflow. Replace plastic or vinyl exhaust hoses with rigid or flexible metal venting. Do not dry clothing or fabric upon which there is anything flammable, such as alcohol, cooking oils, gasoline, or spot removers. Flammable substances give off vapors that could ignite or explode. And finally, be sure to read manufacturer's warnings in use and care manuals that accompany new dryers. They did break into the car and tried to break into the outbuilding, but nothing was stolen. In a report filed with the Wilkes County Sheriff's Department, a North Wilkesboro man stated that someone broke into his car that was parked in his driveway and went through his wife's pocketbook. Someone had also attempted to gain entry into an outbuilding by damaging a lock on the door. However, entrance was not obtained into the building, and nothing was reported stolen from the vehicle or the building. The Wilkes County Commissioners had their meeting earlier this week. A reception was held for the newly elected commissioners before the meeting started. After the invocation and pledge, the new commissioners were sworn in. Keith Elmore was sworn in as the new county commissioner chairman, replacing Zach Henderson. And Gary D. Blevins was sworn in as the vice chairman. Also, Judy Snyder was sworn in as the Wilkes County clerk. The Wilkes County Sheriff's Department is investigating a report of identity theft. A Wilkes County woman recently called CenturyLink in Elkin to set up an internet service account in her name. CenturyLink informed the woman at that time that she had an outstanding balance in her name of $302. The woman stated she had never had an account with CenturyLink or any other company associated with them. Apparently, her personal information was obtained by someone to set up an account. There is no word on suspects. In today's society, you need to check your bank statements and credit card statements regularly and protect your personal information to guard against ID theft. It is also important to check your mailbox as soon as possible when mail is delivered because, according to the Wilkesboro Police Department, some thieves know when Social Security checks are delivered. They drive around and wait for any chance to steal a check from someone's mailbox. So was the case of a Miller's Creek man this week. He reported that his Social Security check was not in his mailbox when he checked the mail. It is believed the check was stolen from the box. Sheriff's officials are investigating. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.